This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 346. Get into the IELTS speaking rhythm.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we answer a Three Keys Facebook question and learn how to settle in and get comfy with the examiner on the IELTS speaking exam.
What's shaking, Jessica? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? You know what's awesome?
What?
That voice was awesome. So I've been working with a Three Key student in VIP sessions. Ivan, ooh. I just want to give a shout out to Ivan. You're yes. awesome. You're working really hard.
Yeah.
But I was working with him yesterday, and that's how he greeted me when he answered. He was like, hey, shaking. Jessica, what's shaking? And then he like cracked up. He's like, I've been waiting to say that.
I love it. You know, I think we've gotten some emails from some listeners who have done the same thing. They say, what's shaking?
So cool.
I love that. I think it's so cool. And love it. Love it. Love that you guys are getting your language a bit more interesting and colorful from listening to this podcast. Keep listening. And by the way, speaking of shout outs, I want to say thank you to a couple of reviewers. All right. I'm just going to quickly name out our reviewers in the iTunes store and say thank you. And so here we go. We had Bruno Ursine from Brazil. We had Paul12975 from Australia. We had Le Goudron from Russia. And then we had Ohagyanan from Japan. Thank you so much, guys, for leaving us a review. And if you guys haven't left a review yet, go on over to the iTunes store and review the IELTS Energy Podcast. We want to know what you think about this show, right? Has this show helped you increase your score? Give us a topic idea in your review. We would love that. We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, totally, guys. I mean, we've done, this is episode 347, I think?
Yeah, pretty high.
So guys, I mean, the more and more, you know, the strategies that we discover while we're talking, like we did that a couple weeks ago, like while we were talking, we came up like on the spot with a strategy to help you be honest and fluent in your answers. And like, these are things based on your specific requests and questions. So in the review, guys, we would love to read about what you like. Yes. But also, what else do you want to know? Like, how else can we help you?
Yeah, exactly. We want this show to be about you. We genuinely want to help you guys on this show. So let us know how we can help. Just ask us for what you need in your iTunes review. All right, cool.
Yep.
Awesome.
Fantastic. So speaking of asking us what you need, we in our closed Facebook group, guys, as you know by now, in our course Three Keys IELTS, we do have a closed Facebook group. And once in a while, we pull out a question from there to share on the show. So I'm not going to say who this is from, but you know if you're listening. And thank you for talking to us on Facebook. So this student had posted after he did his his speaking exam. And he said, I just finished my speaking test yesterday. I had to talk about several topics like where I'm living, flowers, newspapers, the economy. So he really shared a lot about his experience. And then he said, I was stopped both in part one and part three. Then the examiner just let me move to the next topic, even though I just spoke only two or three sentences in part three. There were only a few questions I completed. So, like he didn't expressly say that he was nervous about this, but I don't think he would have described this experience unless, you know, he thought there might have been a problem about it, right?
Yeah, I would think that most students would be kind of alarmed, right? If the examiner puts their hands up and says, thank you, here's the next question. So, I mean, what should we think if this happens? Like, what's going on here?
Well, first of all, it's totally fine if the examiner stops you. I'll tell you why the examiner stops you first, all right? So okay. He or she has to get through a certain number of questions. The IELTS exam, you guys, is very strictly designed. And remember, the examiner is doing a job. And mm-hmm. So he or she is required to get through a certain amount of material in this very controlled time. So for example, in part one is 4 to 5 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to be asked three groups of questions, and the examiner must get through all of those questions. The point is that the examiner has to hear a bunch of different language from you. So if the examiner asks you one question and you just go off on that for 4 minutes, that shows that you could talk about this one thing, but what about all these other things?
Yeah.
So, right? Like, it's part of assessing your language ability, your vocabulary range, is to ask you a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
So there's that. Like, that's the reason why. Hey guys, if you are ready to learn what exactly the examiner wants from you on test day and how to impress the examiner with your English skills, get into our course now where everything is explained. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And then secondly, like, it does, it's not bad. It's not going to lower your score if the examiner stops you, all right?
Okay.
But it does make it awkward. It interrupts the flow. And it's not good for, like, either the candidate or the examiner for this to happen. So you need to get into a rhythm, the IELTS rhythm, let's say.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah. So some of the advice we give for part one is, like, your answer should be no more than 3 to 5 sentences. And that, again, guys, all of our advice is directly linked to the exam and what the examiner wants. So that's why we say no more than 3 to 5 sentences, because that's enough. Like,
yeah,
that answers the question, and then you get to move on to the next one without the examiner being like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. And it sounds like this all comes down to practice, right? You understand what the examiner wants, how long the examiner wants you to speak for each part of the test, and then you go out and you've done it so many times, by the time you walk into the test, you know exactly what the right amount of time feels like. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's that idea of creating test conditions a week or two before the exam. So for our listeners, for the students in our course, I do encourage you, and for, you know, just everybody that's studying, a week or two before the exam, first review, right? So for the students in our course, watch the review videos. So for this specific student, right? I think, like, these basic tenets, and you're an awesome student. I've talked with you a lot on Facebook. I love how motivated you are. Fantastic. But I think we need to take a step back and review, like, the small details about the exam. So part one, 3 to 5 sentences is enough. So for all of you guys, like, 2 weeks before, review, right? Yeah. What does the exam expect of you? And then under test conditions, so for writing, sit down for 60 minutes, write both essays. For speaking, a speaking exam is only at the maximum 14 minutes. It's 11 to 14 minutes. You can do that every day, right? So get a friend, talk to yourself in the mirror, right? Time yourself. Make sure that you're answering all the questions required in the 4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, and this is why we also learn this in a step-by-step manner, right? We don't go at this, we don't prepare just the week before. We don't start our entire IELTS prep program just a week before, because in that case, we won't have any time to learn in a calm manner what the examiner wants. I mean, that's why we bring you through in our daily study plan, guys. We show you what the examiner wants first, and then you practice and you learn what you need to learn.
Exactly. So timing's a big deal. Knowing what the examiner wants is a big deal, but you can't take all that information in at once and then just do it. So that's the way, you know, that's the way our lessons are formed, is pick apart step by step what you need, and then we put it all together, right? Practice each thing on its own. So just as a final answer to this wonderful student who we love, I am sure you still got a high score. Don't let this bother you. But I love that you shared your experience with us. And so the students in our course and now our, all of our listeners can learn from your experience. So I'm sure you did score very highly, but I think we can take a lesson from this and say, you know, it is the examiner has a job and there is a rhythm that is beneficial to get into. So just before you take the speaking exam, review what the examiner wants and then practice that timing. So in part one, you need to answer all three groups of questions. And in part three as well, the examiner wants to ask you, must ask you 3 to 6 questions. So, you know, review that timing and work on that tight part three strategy for how to organize that answer.
Exactly.
So in part three, just like oh, I think we have a delay today. I think so.
Okay, go ahead.
So in part three, guys, don't try to not answer for more than a minute. So also time yourself there. Use our strategy, right? Opinion, examples, one sentence conclusion. You could go to our YouTube channel, go to our website. You could read more about that. And in our course, you could get lots of model answers about that. So work on that strategy.
Love it. Very important. Yep. I know we've used the analogy before of a pro soccer player being ready for the game, right? You don't go in. I mean, you go in prepared and you're ready. And the game is easy because you are ready physically and mentally for the game. IELTS is the same way, guys. All right. So let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we have a connection problem today. Okay.
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up and fix this.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. All right. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. Talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.